is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent here, video game bang, for the very third time tonight. I don't know what it is. You know, you just have those nights when you're all thumbs. You know what that's all about, right? David Webb.
Whoa, what's going on?
Despite popular belief, this is not the David Webb who is trending, but we believe he has to do with why. So
that's the theory.
That's how we're going to start this show. Yeah. David Ng, you're on the show. What's up, man?
Hi, I'm here, but I'm not important enough to get my name on it.
Nah,
apparently.
Double dose of David. You already had it. Yeah, we got to limit the amount terrible. Of David.
Well, hi, everybody. It's great to be back. Thanks
we
for
love
having,
having
me.
You. We love having you. My childhood bestest friend shows up, and then with my new best friend. She's here.
Ooh, replaced.
That was brutal, bro.
Did you see chat before
the show?
Wait, did
he say she? Did you think I'm your best friend?
Yeah, we're best friends.
No, it doesn't have to be mutual. You can be his best friend, but he doesn't have to be yours.
Okay.
I'm his best friend, but he's not my best
friend. Yeah, I mean, according to chat, we are becoming quite the dynamic podcasting duo. That's a quote. I didn't make that up. It's not me getting on an alt account. How does that make you feel that we just have such great podcast chemistry?
Podmistry.
So moving on. Next segment.
I'm just going to let that one sit.
Next segment.
Okay. So David Webb in the news lately.
Yeah.
Not this David Webb, but there was a news story.
The real David Webb.
That's exactly
you
where
struck a nerve there.
The confusion is on Twitter, I'm real David Webb because the real David Webb was taken by this guy who is a Fox... like ultra conservative Fox News pundit / radio show host, and Emma and I are gonna have to tag team on the story because she told me
because she pays attention to politics and knows the facts, and you just know your name was in it.
I just know my name was in it, and then I started. That's when my ears perked up. I was like, "Oh, you said my name? Yeah, I'm listening now." So apparently, he was debating with some woman on the radio,
Areva Martin.
Don't know who that is. And she made the comment of where you get to think that way because you're a white male. He's not a white male. I mean, he's male, but he's a black male. And so our theory...
But I guess she went off on him.
It was a really awkward conversation.
So our theory is that her people researched real David Webb and for some reason...
Came across you.
They probably
searched David Webb host... Or David Webb podcast or something.
Something like that.
Their SEO, because of how well I've built this empire of search engine optimization, David Webb is the first result that comes up. They click on him. They're on VGB website looking through all his episodes and listening to his video games he likes.
Talk about video games. You don't know anything about the presidency.
So
it's definitely not the verified David Webb.
So they show
definitely not that one.
Don't rub that in. Her people show her me, and she thinks she's talking to this white guy.
She's talking to you that whole interview. We did it, guys. We got him.
I'm in. No, it's weird how opposite we are, though. Like, two, like, and polar opposites. Like, I'm white, he's black, he's, like, ultra-conservative, I'm ultra-not-conservative. Like, it's just...
Yeah.
That's it. You only have 2 points, but we're polar
exactly.
opposite.
But they're, yeah. but they're.
You guys probably have the same taste in video games. Who knows?
Probably.
Yeah, you could get down on some Maddens.
I'm looking at his Twitter right now, and it's like post after post after post of just reposting the same thing that happened.
I post and post and post the same thing that happened all the time. I retweet myself all the time, guys.
This show is brought to you by Mainframe GG. They got clothing. They have all sorts of accessories for you to show your gamer pride. And I'm waiting on them new designs, man.
Yeah.
We're going to get those new designs.
Soon. They're coming out soon.
We're going to hit them up.
Yeah.
See what's going on with that. Also, Oblivion Comics and Coffee, Sacramento's number one spot for comics and coffee. And also, Vast GG. You see the man in chat right there, Myth? Click on his name. You'll find out all about Vast.GG. They want to help you. They want to help you expose yourself. That's really when you think about what they do.
Make a new tagline.
I think I could. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think I could speak for the company when I say that. That's not the slogan.
I'm pretty sure that's what they do. What they do is they help you expose yourself to a broader audience. So you shorten that down. Vast GG, here to help you expose yourself.
Hmm.
That's where I would go with that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're really good people. They're obviously way better at marketing than I am.
That's why I was going to say, you didn't need your marketing, did you?
That's why you talk to them.
Or PR.
And not me. Emma Skies, what's new in your world? You were supposed to stream some Dark Souls, but is everything okay?
Oh, I'm good. I just made eggs today, and then they betrayed me.
Okay, so this is. I'm glad you went
you
there
because
I saw this
also...
social media post. I did not fucking understand it. What does that mean?
It's the screen. I posted the screen cap from Parks and Rec where he's like, "The calzones betrayed me." But no, I made eggs this morning and apparently like gave myself food poisoning or something.
Jeez,
that's exactly why you don't cook.
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I cooked them the same way I always cook eggs and something. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
How do you cook them?
I scramble.
The lengths at which Emma Skies goes to get out of Dark Souls streams. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I did promise that we'll do it on Friday, and it'll probably be longer because I won't have a deadline like I have on Wednesdays.
I've watched your last Dark Souls stream, and I had to stop watching because I just don't like watching people in pain.
It's upsetting. It hurts me.
It does, and it's very abundantly clear. But to your credit, I mean, you've given it the old college try. Like, you could say you've experienced that game. Do you still dislike it? And
yes.
Like, and now you have... Now I would say you're an expert in not liking it.
Yeah.
Specifically, what's bad about it?
Everything. See, I don't...
Specifically, what's bad about it?
Everything.
That's how specific it is. No, I don't like games that are difficult for the sake of being difficult. And that's all Dark Souls is, as far as, like, the play style. It's just difficult for the sake of being difficult. Like, the whole point of the game is, like, you go and you fight... Everything is a boss fight. You go to fight the boss. You die 87 times until you get the pattern down. You die another 87 times trying to memorize the pattern. And then you memorize the pattern. And then you figure it out. And then they change it. And I'm just like, I fucking hate this game.
That's like that movie, Live, Die, Repeat.
I've never seen this
yet.
Not called that?
No, it's not. It's called
Edge of Tomorrow.
Go.
I actually really like that movie.
It's Edge of Tomorrow. But they made like the main...
No, that's absolutely what it is. Yeah.
Like Live, Die, Repeat is like their big thing. Like,
yeah. I have a death counter on stream because we knew it was going to be bad. I'm at 305. On the counter, we've missed a bunch because like I'll die a bunch of times in a row and forget to press the button.
How many hours of gameplay is this?
I do like 3 hours, 2 to 3 hours each time, and I probably have like 8 or 9, 10 streams in it. So
you're averaging one death every like minute and a half.
Probably.
Okay.
Probably.
Is that how the game is like supposed to be played?
Yep.
Like, okay.
You're supposed to
at
die?
Least for like your first time, because like I mean, there's people that do speed run no hits because they hate themselves apparently and want to play the game enough to get that good.
Yeah.
But I really don't like Dark Souls. I really don't. Like, I don't like getting angry at games. I play games to have fun, so when I get angry, that's when I put the controller down and I step away. But I don't have the fucking luxury of doing that, because I said I would play this game, and now here
I am.
Why
did you do this to yourself?
Money.
Yeah, it was
a decision. Why does anybody do anything?
Yeah.
No, okay, you know what?
Fair enough.
Next time I see Taylor, I gotta like punch him because like 5 of these streams were him.
Oh yeah, our good friend Taylor Balby, and that dude's got some stuff going on. When he comes back, we're gonna have a celebration stream. Kudos to that guy. All right, I guess we can talk about our Twitch. For those people who listen to the podcast week in, week out on your cellular device through great services such as iTunes, you could be hanging out with us live each week. And this week we have a special treat because Curtis let us borrow his nice lights, and these cameras are looking crisp. I'm going to go to Emma Cam. Look at that.
Oh, dear God.
She looks like an angel with all this light. Let's go to David Cam. Look at that angel.
Which one?
You'll never know. You'll never know. Other David Cam, look at that.
Oh.
Like a fucking...
This is a great section for the audio podcast.
Like an angel. Well, that's why they got to be here. That's the point. Come and hang out with us on Wednesday nights and Saturday nights, and you can hang out with our chat, and you can see great people like I Will Scoop. That's the guy's name. Joe Poco. And our very own Curtis hanging out in the chat. So thank you for letting us use those lights. I think it's nice.
Yeah, they look great.
Wow. I guess we can just pack it up and go home, guys. Like, I didn't really plan anything, or there's no segments or anything. There it is. Oh, whoa! Look at that. What you playing?
Pretty good timing.
Damn.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, timing for her.
Oh, yeah, for her.
I thought you meant
no.
for him.
No, okay. Not for him. All no.
Right. That was, of course, the What You Playing theme song. As you guys know, I updated the soundboard, so it confused the podcast gods on which one to use. So now we are in the What You Playing segment. Let's start with Emma, because I'm just genuinely curious. What have you playing for fun lately?
I just finished Hellblade, finally. I've been wanting to play that game for forever.
Did you speedrun it?
No.
Wasn't it done really fast?
It's a pretty short game. I played it in probably like 8 or 9 hours.
Jeez.
It's pretty short, but it was good.
Was it just... you sound like you were trying to convince yourself there. Explain what made it good.
No, it's... Well, because I mean...
It was good.
I actually genuinely liked it. I don't know. You're reading a lot.
Okay, I'm sure. Yeah, sounds like it.
I'm just saying.
The more times you say it's good, the less it actually is good.
I don't understand. I just like a thing. Is that not allowed?
No, this one like completely slipped past my radar. You're going to have to explain it to me like I'm 5. What is the game?
So when Hellblade first came out, I thought... And I still feel like it was a follow-up to Heavenly Sword, which is by same company. Because I don't know why I would make that mistake. Heavenly Sword, Hellblade. What? Those couldn't possibly be connected.
And no. The real David Webb? David Webb, what?
And the main character in this seemed, in the beginning, like very based on a character from Heavenly Sword. But like they, I guess, came out and said that's not what it is. But it was a PS4 exclusive when it came out. I missed out on it.
Did you actually watch the conference? Was there big old winks when he said that? No, it's a totally different character.
Ding. This is definitely not Kai.
Yeah.
Nah, it was so I finally got to play it, but it's like a really deep psychological journey, sort of narrative game, which is what I like in general. And like you, when you start up the game, like it gives you a warning. It's like, we delve real deep into psychosis. If you have experienced symptoms of psychosis before, this could be troubling for you to do. Okay. Like the first person on their credits is their mental health advisor. Like they put a lot of care into getting everything right, because the main character has essentially schizophrenia. And a good portion of the game is that you're listening to all the voices in her head.
Hmm.
And which is why everybody told me to play with headphones. And I was like, okay, cool. It must have like good music or something. No, it's all the voices that are just like slithering in your ear.
Oh.
Just at random times. They're behind you. There's one bitch that only speaks to you in your left ear. She gets me every time. Like, they're just all these voices that are in different parts, like all around
you. So this
is
like ASMR.
That's what everybody kept saying.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Like, and it firmly reminded me why I hate ASMR. Yeah. It's very uncomfortable. But, like, it's supposed to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, so I get that. All right, nice. All right, so did you stream that, or was that just for fun?
No, I did. I streamed it.
And was it entertaining for the fans? Like, is it something you watch someone play?
I had not watched it because I don't watch narrative games.
Yeah.
Because I don't want spoilers.
Okay, makes sense.
But I think people enjoyed the squirming at the voices.
Yeah.
It was rough.
David Webb actually doing really well this year in this season of What You Playing. He didn't completely fumble in the first one. He's trying to fail, but for some reason he's in first place now. So it's like the weirdest fucking thing.
I feel like
Do we get points now?
Yeah, there's always been points.
There's always been points.
Oh, man.
Have they mattered?
I've been playing wrong.
Yeah, last year, of course, it was a tie between Emma and Curtis. This year, David well in the lead, and he's trying to throw. But David, what you been playing this week?
I've been playing KOTOR.
Knights of the Old Republic.
Yeah. On your phone?
No. On Xbox.
Xbox. Original? Xbox what?
Xbox One. It's okay.
It's on Game Pass, right?
Yep, it's on Game Pass.
Yeah.
First time playing the game.
What? No.
Really?
What?
Yeah. First time playing the game.
Okay.
Good
he,
for you.
He just threw. Yeah. Can he throw now?
Yeah. No, actually, he's that was the correct answer. I checked with the podcast guys. Let me listen again. Yeah, yeah, no, that was the answer. He's in first place still.
There we go.
Damn it. What are you thinking? Experiencing this classic, one of the best games of all time, in my opinion, for the first time now.
I'm impressed with some of the mechanics in it. That impressed in the sense of they thought about this back then. So like, okay, so there's a scene where I have to disguise myself as a Sith soldier so I can go down this elevator. And I go down there.
On Korriban. No, not Korriban. What's
the No, the first called? The very first planet.
The first planet?
I thought you could choose what the first planet is.
No.
So is it always that
the city?
The hut city?
Yeah. So I get down there and there's like a gang fight, and one of the gang kills the other, and they're like, "Oh, Sith aren't welcome here." So I die. I'm like, okay, I have an idea. So I respawn and I change my clothes out of the Sith uniform to just back into my regular like armor, and I start walking down the hall. And the same fight, the same cutscene happens, and then they go, "Look, a stranger." And I was like, "Oh shit, it adapts."
Yeah,
okay.
Your clothes matter.
I was like, "That's okay." I fully expected them to say, "Sith aren't welcome here," because you're supposed to be in your Sith uniform. So I was impressed. But so far, it's fun.
I think that one has some of the best moral dilemmas.
Yes.
I think the one with the Ethorians
had. No spoilers. Don't give him any spoilers.
Yeah, no spoilers. I don't know how much he knows.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to talk about it, but like, all you need to know is that there is situations and decisions that you have to make that are tough. A lot like the like the beginning of Fable.
I'm excited for you. I mean, there's some really good storyline there that you get to experience for the first time.
It's cool. I really like it. And I've come across instances where it's like, I could clearly make, like, I'll save somebody from getting robbed. And then I could be like, okay, now give me the money for saving you. And like, there's clear, like, good things to say and bad things to say, but and then they have like gray areas.
There's a lot of gray.
There's a lot of gray areas, and I've stayed pretty much in the middle. Like, I saved somebody from getting mugged, and then I ransacked somebody's house. Okay. So it's like
good.
All
right, I've kept my meter right in the blue red area.
You walked by that house, and he was like. He's like, oh, man, I shouldn't take that. You know what? No, I saved that other guy from mugging. I can do this.
I deserve this, guys.
Treat yourself.
He's straight up like, I didn't kill the sheriff, but I'm about to go kill that deputy.
That guy deserves it.
Yeah.
No, in my defense, the house was empty. And the one I did go in and the woman was freaking out. I was like, all right, I have to go. And I just left. So I'm like, okay.
In this game,
that's not
though,
a great defense.
In this game, it matters because it dictates the powers you unlock, right? Like, if you don't go dark side, you can't use the dark side powers.
Yeah.
Well, a little bit. So the real thing is there's a multiplier on the like force energy it takes to use the powers.
Okay. So you still can't.
So some
but
of the
there's
like
a penalty.
The ultimate tier skills are unlockable only if you're that side.
Yeah.
But then the other ones are like, yeah, there's a penalty if you want to use the power.
So good.
So. Okay, what if you stay pretty? Because my goal going into this with this character is I kind of wanted to make somewhat of a gray Jedi.
I mean, you can do it. You can do anything in that game.
Yeah.
But you're going to miss out on some of the like ultimate tier powers.
And conversations and dialogue. Like, like certain partners that you roll with will like say things if you're on the right side or the bad side.
Yeah, that's true.
Or there'll be like little penalties.
There's more of that in the second one.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a little bit of it in the first.
Who are you rocking with as your allies?
Right now, it's the first guy, and it's like
Do you
Poe.
Even have any other like allies yet?
No, it's just not the very first guy, because the first guy dies on the ship.
Yeah, no, he's just a tutorial guy.
Yeah,
he's don't worry about him.
Hey, he was like your You're right. In the grand scheme of things, you know, he had a life. He had a family.
He was soldier number two.
He had kids.
But
not even number one,
soldier
okay?
number two to you, maybe. Jesus.
Forget his name. Carl? Something like that. Corral?
Yeah.
The K, though. The space version of Carl. I call him Poe because he just kind of reminds me of Poe's great grandfather.
I love the Old Republic. I love everything about the time frame.
That actually
that
came
game.
Up for me recently because my friend downloaded it on his phone. He's been playing it at work.
Yeah.
Okay.
David, as the resident specialist of KOTOR, what's the main squad you want to rock with to mow people down?
To mow people down?
Yeah.
I mean,
what was like the most OD one, the one you take into the boss fights?
I mean, I just went with like three of the Jedis. And then, like, two of us would leap in and just start, like, flurry attacking the guy. And then the third one would, like, kind of hang back and just heal.
Yeah. You always got to have that healer.
That healer.
That support Jedi.
The support Jedi.
So that's also because, like, I played it many years ago when I just wanted to see laser swords all the time. That's all
Good
I wanted.
Good times.
Yeah.
I know Emma has been very critical of the Star Wars community lately. And you're
why
the first.
Get all dark with this, man.
Well, no, because
we're just enjoying
like
a nice game.
I know why you gotta take it in that direction.
Because are you a huge fan of the Star Wars series? Like, do you have any interest in going? Have you gone through and played the KOTORs?
I played some of Knights of the Old Republic when it came out on the original Xbox because I have it. I know that I played some of it because I have it.
Okay.
But I don't think
you
I
didn't
ever
play
finished
the ending.
It. Yeah.
Oh, man.
So I actually saw it on Game Pass the other day.
Yeah.
And I was like, I should download that.
The ending is so good, guys.
The ending on that is one of the best.
Yes. I know.
You have to play it multiple times, too, to see how the ending changes.
I know what one ending is because you guys have said it on the show.
Well, don't tell me because I don't know anything.
Oh, okay. You really? You don't? It has not been ruined for you?
No, so shut the fuck up.
It's so old now. No one's going to ruin it. It never comes up in conversation.
For me, it does every day.
Really?
Every day.
It's like Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah.
Except now that we're talking about it, it's going to fucking tweet me.
Yeah. Special Cases is going to tweet you because you ruined Star Wars for somebody else in the theater.
Whatever. Fuck him.
David Ng, what you been playing?
Assassin's Creed Odyssey.
Hey, how's that?
I actually really enjoy it. It's not like the old style Assassin's Creed game. It feels like a Witcher game.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
I don't know about that.
Did they do a good job at least?
I mean, I like it.
A good Witcher game? Or like Witcher like crap the bed?
What do you mean? I played Witcher 3 for like so many fucking hours.
But
I'm just saying,
Ubisoft has done such a bad job with these. So you could see where our surprise and some of our questions might come from.
It's like a real RPG game.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. No,
yeah.
I don't like that.
What?
I'm not like a big RPG person.
All right, never mind. I don't need to talk to her anymore.
Wow.
So it's a very good game. It feels kind of like a Shadow of Mordor combined with a Witcher.
Okay.
So it's a lot of fun. Set in ancient Rome.
That might have been the best pitch because I love Shadows of Mordor.
I know you do. You finally came around and tried that game.
Yeah.
After many years, you like finally like text me out of the blue and like let me know like, oh yeah, man, this game's great.
Yeah.
Just like, I can't believe you're finally getting on it.
Tell me it's how so to old. Cheese everything because I know you. If anybody figured it out, it would have been you.
Yeah.
I've been back on the old Overwatch grind because of that Bastet thing going on.
Oh yeah.
So I had and when you have multiple accounts, that means you gotta unlock the skin on all the accounts. So one account took me forever to do. The other one breezed right through it. But that skin is so beautiful, looks so good with the golden gun. I don't know too much about the other changes. Like, I guess all the characters got reworked again. I fell off this last patch. I just know I swapped to Reaper and he's like really, really good again. So I don't know. There's your Overwatch report for this week. And then more Brawl Stars. Anybody else gonna choo-choo? Anyone else want to get on the Brawl Stars?
Are you on that?
Oh, yeah, actually.
No. My coworker just downloaded it today and said he was gonna try it out.
Well, I've been telling the world to try it for like months, David. This is the future.
Is that a literal thing?
No, months? It's been a few weeks. But.
Okay.
But it's fun. Why aren't you guys interested in this? Don't you get hyped?
Because I don't get hyped about things you get hyped about because you get hyped about something new every few weeks and you're like, this is it. This is the game that's going to change everything. And
that
then
was,
like,
four weeks.
That was often a problem in our group that would happen.
Remember Windows
Nobody
Phone? This is
it,
guys. This is the future of mobile. Windows Phone is in.
Look at the Zune.
Look at the tiles.
I mean, he really loved the Zune. That's a legit thing, guys. That is legit.
I mean, okay, the last time I fell for one of Corey's, like, this is it, was the Windows Phone. Because I was like, okay, like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, Windows,
tiles.
That's a good company.
Windows
Come on, they can
fine.
Make a phone.
They've been around forever. I've had the Blackjack.
You know what's going to kill Fortnite? Realm Royale. Who the fuck is upset about that game
You guys
anymore?
Are so good at picking out the bad ones. Think of all the right things I've
I can't,
said.
I can't think of any.
You guys just have selective memory.
Where's yours? Where's the name?
I have bad memory. I don't remember the good things or the bad.
So then we're just right.
That's not how America works, all right? Innocent
until
proven guilty.
No, that's false.
Over here. No, David was the one sitting with me on Black Friday. First thing in the morning at a Radio Shack trying to get a day a Zune.
Yeah, that's true.
So when you like talk about your new hype game, I'm always like, okay.
One day I'm gonna be right.
I mean, if you just pick everything, okay, then you'll be right.
But it's like
he's trying to find.
Okay. I guess we're done talking about that.
I'm done with that conversation, guys.
It's okay. We have a 45-minute theme song to think about.
What's going on? How long is this
going? Telling the news. That is, of course, the Emma's Telling the News theme song.
Where's the theme song for, like, Corey's prediction segment where everything's just wrong?
Actually, I'm so glad you asked.
Oh, dear God.
It is right here.
No, there's no way. Oh, what the fuck is this?
Oh, that's
very loud
shit.
Is what
that's
it is.
Right. She doesn't know Nintendo.
No, I know the sound.
Oh.
I'm like, what segment is that?
That's when Corey's wrong.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
So we're going to be hearing that a lot.
Cool.
So this is the part where Emma tells the news, but I believe our boy Curtis is the one who picked the stories this week.
Look at that.
He did put a few stories on here. So...
they put any
speaking
trailer?
Of Star Wars.
Oh, no. Okay.
EA just canned an open world Star Wars game, and we're all oh so sad so, about it.
No, okay, I mean, hang on. I was legitimately upset because of how I saw this, because I didn't know that they were making this game. And then I'm reading the headline, and it's I read like selectively at first, and I go back and finish the sentence. And I read EA, Star Wars, open world, and I was like, and then it's getting canceled. What the fuck?
It's really, a roller coaster of emotions for you. Two,
it was.
You're bummed that an EA Star
Battle
Wars
World 2
game.
Is not an open world game.
I heard Star Wars open world.
Or Battle? Did I say Battlefield and Battlefront?
We I
same. It's the same thing. Yeah,
it's a little bit, guys. Yeah,
it's so, the same disappointment.
I was legitimately excited for like half a second. That was the most roller coastery second of my entire life.
You do know there's a Star Wars open world game out right now. You could jump on. The Star Wars Old Republic?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
So you can't select it. If you're really fiending, if you're pining for that experience, it's out there right now.
I mean, I wanted like something new, though.
I'm in the same vein. Like, I love KOTOR, but I just can't get myself to wrap my brain around playing the MMO version.
No.
I can't imagine EA was going to do a great job.
No.
So,
but you actually played that.
What?
The
Old Republic?
Yeah.
I played a trial. And when they did an update, I went through and I did like half the campaign missions, but I wouldn't say I'm not like an expert. I can't tell you anything.
I wouldn't call you an expert, but yeah, I know you played.
Jeez.
Good Lord.
Break me down.
Yeah, so I guess Visceral Games was making it in 2017. They announced that they were making this game and then they folded.
Mm-hmm.
And their Star Wars game, I guess, was like a linear action adventure, it says. And then EA Vancouver took over where they left off and decided they were going to make like an open world Star Wars game.
Mm-hmm.
And then we didn't really hear anything else about it until like yesterday when they're like, we're canceling it.
Yeah, that was
that's cool.
They're
like, our last Star Wars thing did not go great. We're not going to do this again.
Isn't this the second one that they've canceled, like that had a lot of hype around it recently? Wasn't there like a Star Wars 2077 or some crazy thing that was supposed to be like an action brawler type of game?
I don't know brawler. How
action
much
adventure. Sorry,
I don't know how much hype was around it. I think it was one of those things to where it was another one where we didn't really know anything about it, and then it showed up on the list of like top 10 games that you wish weren't canceled, and it was this stupid awesome Star Wars like probably the campaign. No, because Battlefront has a bad campaign, but
it does
that idea, but a campaign, like it was actual story and it looked really good and it looked damn near finished.
Yeah,
which was the frustrating part of that
for like 5 minutes.
Yeah,
how like, much gameplay did they show?
That's true
it's like the demo
that doesn't
that
yeah that doesn't mean anything.
Seamless interested. I mean seamless like ground to space fights, like yeah, it was just good.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
That game was like a long time ago, though.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah.
And it's still, for even it being a long time ago, it's still.
No, I know
good.
Exactly what you're talking about now. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm not used. I mean, I guess we should be used to it at this point. Did they give a reason as to why?
Not that I know of. I would assume it's just that Battlefront didn't go well for them.
Yeah.
Because Battlefront 1 had like a pretty lukewarm response. It didn't, you know, shake any ground.
It had hype before it launched.
Yeah, and then,
and
it,
then
came out.
It came out and it died very quickly.
And then Battlefront 2 was so marred and all that loot box bullshit that nobody
yeah,
gave
that's
a crap
the thing.
About it.
And the thing is we played Battlefront 2 at E3 the year it came out. Remember?
Mm-hmm. And yeah. No, and from what we saw, it was supposed to bring balance to the Force, not
leave it in ruins.
Yeah, there we go.
It was a good game. Like
yeah,
I had
was.
Fun playing it, and then it came out and it just got riddled with stupid ass bullshit.
Yeah, no, it looked great, and I think we all left that like, hey, we should buy this game.
Yeah, we did.
And then when the first news stories that came out were how awful it was and how it was, yeah, just
yeah, it's like,
expensive.
Ooh.
Like for the yeah, it's just like yeah, we'll wait for this to shake out.
Yeah,
and it never really did. What a bummer. Yeah, it's whatever. What do we got?
In better news, Rocket League added PS4 crossplay.
I saw this.
Which is one of those things where, like, I personally don't give a shit about Rocket League, but every time another game adds crossplay, I get very
excited.
Angel
gets swings.
It's a step in the right direction. Every time something new gets crossplay,
an angel gets swings.
So now I can play all, like, all platforms.
Yeah, yeah. So, like,
in one game.
100%.
Yeah, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, Steam, PC. I don't know why it says Steam PC.
I don't know either.
PC.
I can play Steambox. On my TV.
Steambox, yes, the Steam Link.
Yeah.
So I can have
PS4.
I can be teamed up with a PlayStation guy while I'm on my Xbox, and we can be fighting a guy in a Switch.
Yes.
And a PC.
Here's the one caveat
that I want to hear.
Here's the caveat that I don't know has been solved yet, because last time I checked it was not. Mm-hmm. Is that you can only party with people on your platform.
So they did say that future plans for party apps are going to be added.
Okay.
Is on the horizon. Yeah. It's just not available right now. But you can create private matches for your friends.
So there's like, and there's weird things too. Like if you play on the Switch, you automatically unlock the Mario Kart, and of that course. Skin isn't in any of the other ones.
So
like,
do you show up as the Mario Kart?
In your screen, but not to other players.
You show up as the
you just show up as some default card.
It's like the asset isn't even in there.
Yeah.
To show it.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fascinating.
Not going to sneak Mario up on no Xboxes. You know what I'm saying?
I like that.
Yeah. It's,
but like all random matchmaking will be done across all platforms by default.
Is this
that's
the
awesome.
First like completely trans like
trans what
trans
console
interconsole
what are you going for here? I really be careful
oh yeah come
be
on,
careful
man.
I started the sentence before I knew where it was gonna end. Is this the first game that's fully cross play?
Fortnite is already on all those platforms,
but can you
Fortnite fix the account issues though?
But
I don't know if it was able to, like, I think you still had to have, like, two accounts with all your shit. So this I guess, is the first one where you can...
It's the same account across everything.
But okay. Fortnite, so I could be on Xbox playing Fortnite and be playing against somebody on the PC?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. I didn't know that. Yeah, I thought it was at least segmented console and PC. Because it's not... doesn't make as big of a deal in Rocket League. But I'm surprised that... In a shooter, it's not segmented.
Huh. Well, there's no like ranked mode.
Makes,
is there yet?
In what?
Fortnite?
Yeah. I think there is.
Is there a ranked mode?
Oh, well, Steven's correcting in chat. That's why it's beautiful to have a chat. He says it is input based matchmaking.
Oh, so like if you're playing with a controller or if you're playing with a keyboard?
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. Actually, that's kind of cool.
Interesting. So you could be
technology
on an Xbox, but if it knows that you're playing on a keyboard on their Xbox.
To be seen.
So I wonder.
Nobody's paid $250 for that fucking stupid Razer wireless keyboard.
Well, I mean,
to be fair,
you don't have to have that $250 keyboard.
I don't
that's
put
just
it,
the only one that's licensed.
I don't put it past the console players to not know that.
Oh, my God.
I don't know their knowledge level, and I'm assuming it's not very high.
I'm a console
player.
Well,
then you need to educate them with your video game podcast.
Dear God.
That's what we're doing right now on Video Game Bang.
Oh,
thank you. Thank you.
I'm going to break that soundboard. Psyonix, who makes Rocket League, I guess, like, went out of their way to say that the reason it happened is because fans pushed for it. They like thanked fans for talking Sony
into
doing it.
That's really good.
They're like, this was you guys. Like, you put the pressure on Sony to do this.
That's really awesome that they're showing the love and that actually worked because it was kind of crooked that they did it for one game and not the other. Like, if you're going to, just because we know Fortnite's slanging the most dough, you know, we knew that was going to happen, but
that's true.
Rocket League deserved it. I don't know if I wouldn't just jump out of bed and think that Sony's going to make this common practice, though. Like, Rocket League's been around for a long ass time. It's got a huge scene.
It's got a good staying power too. I'm actually impressed.
It's really popular, like in colleges and stuff too, which I had no idea. Mm. Like, there's a big Smash community in colleges, and then there's a huge Rocket League. So crazy.
There was no gaming communities in my college. That's a bummer.
I think you just weren't looking in the right places.
No, I went to a performing arts college.
Oh well, then there was definitely gamers there. There had to be.
I don't know about that.
No.
What else we got?
Speaking of Fortnite. Which is only tangentially related to this.
Okay, good. Okay, good.
So we're the day people.
But there's a... Really? Really?
Continue, please.
We were talking about this earlier. Forza Horizon 4. First of all, this is the first bit of news because I didn't know this was a thing. Forza has dance emotes.
Okay, hang on. So
I didn't know that.
I don't know if Forza does, but Forza Horizon does. And I'm making that distinction because I'm playing... Forza Horizon 4 because it's on Xbox Game Pass, and I didn't know that there was going to be people in it because the other Forza game I have, there's not.
Yeah, so I didn't know that there were people in Forza.
Yeah, you're like a character. You have like an avatar. You have a house. You have a car.
What?
Like, why? Cars,
yeah.
Why?
And you then, have to pay your rent?
No, because you get it by doing a mission where you be the stunt driver for a movie, and then they're like, oh, here's a house.
That is it like a campaign?
There's a
slight mode.
It's okay. A career. Yeah, that's the best way of putting it. It's a career thing.
But the actual news is that they are removing some of those dance emotes. They are specifically, like, they had an update where, like, they put in new cars and stuff. But they specifically removed the Carlton and the floss dance emotes.
Getting ahead of it.
Yeah.
Smart.
I haven't heard anybody talk about them having it in.
Yeah. So,
and they're like, you know what? We're just going to take care of this now. So it's not an issue.
Yeah. So we've been covering this. People are getting pissed off. You've been playing. Are they paid? Did it say in the story whether you had to pay to get these emotes? Or are they just removing them and they were free?
I think it's like in-game currency.
Okay. That
in-game credit. Yeah.
Can you buy that, though?
I don't know if you can.
I haven't invested enough time into looking to see if you can, because I'm not going to.
I'm
going to
say that you probably can, because any way you can make money, like a company will.
Yeah. All right. But, I guess they're riding that gray area and then just being very conservative. They're just like, let's just get the fuck out of
like,
this thing.
The other day, I unlocked the 1-2 step. And so, like, when my character is getting ready for the race and it's like, it gives me, like, the menu to where I, like, can tune my car or whatever like that before the race and then start race. My character is, like, in the background doing, like, the 1-2 step.
While you're doing all the fucking hard work?
While I'm doing all the hard work, yeah.
Wow.
I'm just sitting here like, why the fuck does it matter? Just get in your car.
You gotta tune it up, right?
You
gotta
tune your car, Emma.
Does it make you feel like you know what you're doing? Like,
not even a
little
bit.
Does it make you feel like Spider-Man?
Even a little bit.
Does it make you feel like Spider-Man, David?
The thing with Forza games is...
2 points for Emma, Jesus.
You actually have to, like... You have to drive... You can't just, like, floor it the whole time. Like, you have to actually be strategic with, like, braking and...
Yeah.
And
like any racing game.
Not any racing. I would say any racing game.
Well, like,
Mario Kart. Mario Kart, you just fort,
and
then you drift, but pretty much
you're a bad player.
I could safely say I've never pressed the brakes in Mario Kart.
Yeah,
I have.
I've maybe let off the gas a little, but I've never hit the brakes.
Yeah, but no, in like Forza, you have to like lay off the gas, put the brake on, make the turn, and then power through the turn.
Here's
yeah.
the real
it's
thing.
It's much more of like a driving sim than it is.
It really
like,
is.
A racing game.
Do you play on manual or automatic?
Automatic.
Okay.
Oh, by the way, I owe you my insurance information because I've crashed into you. I don't know how many times driving around the map.
Oh my God! So that's it. Still uses that.
Yeah, it does. I've totaled your Ford Focus.
There's a ghost mode in that game to where it was a pretty cool idea. So
yeah.
When the game first came out, if you played David, it would take your gaming patterns.
Yep.
And so when someone else plays, it puts your tactics and stuff in there and your best times and things like that. So I played the game actually once. So you're playing against probably the shittiest driver who's just running into all the walls, ends up backwards at some point. Like,
well, I wondered why you had like a Ford Focus. Why do you pick a Ford Focus? And it's just like a plain blue Ford Focus driving around. And the thing with Horizon 4 is that like it's an open world. And so you drive to like places like miles apart
where
on the map.
Where am I usually hanging out?
You're just driving around like the open world part, and like you'll show up in some of my races. But if I have to drive from one event to another event, usually I pass you.
You're gonna say, there's like a Wendy's, and you're always near that.
You're always near
you're
Wendy's.
Always near the fucking
I
Wendy's.
I crashed during the TARDIS. I crashed into him. Told him. Oh, I've demolished Jake. I pushed Jake off a cliff. I think.
I'd imagine he's good.
He is good.
His racer should be because that's who I was gonna mention. He plays those games and he's always on manual mode.
Oh
and
no!
And if I played on automatic, I wouldn't hear it. I wouldn't hear the end of it.
I have automatic and then I have like brake assist on and other driver avatars set to like easy.
Because
I was rage quitting. I was like, fucking A.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the most important question about this game: how is the dynamic weather?
It's actually pretty good.
Wow. Is it weathery?
It looks good. Weathery.
Does it match like your actual area, or how does that?
So you go through seasons.
Like if it's raining here, is it raining in the game?
No.
And sunshiny? Like,
I don't
did they
so.
Do one of those?
No,
they don't do
that. Wouldn't be dynamic enough.
Yeah. That's super dynamic.
No, because there's not enough rain like places and stuff.
Well, sometimes it'll be all rain all the time. Huh? Did you ever think about that?
So
moving on.
Yeah. Though I mean the weather it is cool. I mean like you definitely like if you do like one of the rally races and you go from dirt to like a like a pavement straight or whatever like that, they did a really good job. If it's raining, you can feel the difference between going from dirt to road, even especially when it's wet.
Can I go delete my character?
No.
I feel violated almost. Like, just hearing that you've been racing me and that there's a digital version of me.
Well, you should have read the fine print when you got the game, then.
I mean, it's racing you, but then it's also, like, I'll be driving around and, like, my charger beats your Focus.
Did you ever see that, like, Reddit thread that went viral? Like, this must have been a long time ago, but I always think about it with racing games because there was this guy who, like, when he was young, he used to play some racing game with his dad all the time. And that's just like they would just play this game together. And then his dad, you know, years went by and his dad passed. And then he went back into it years later and he found the ghost of his father's car that he could like race against. And he was like, it was this beautiful moment where like I was suddenly playing with my dad again.
Leave it there. And then when you die, we can go play this game and remember you.
Holy crap. And he's still going to be in that shitty blue Ford Focus.
Catch me
just the way we remember him.
Right next to the Wendy's, baby. Come look for me. I'll be right there waiting for you. Damn, like, that's actually very heartwarming.
It was such a beautiful story. It was so great. And like, so every time I think about racing games, I'm like, I fucking hate that shit. But also that story was really cute.
Yeah.
Really
I remember good. A similar yeah. story about Animal Crossing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What is
cause
that?
There was
what
like,
happened? I mean, I know what Animal Crossing
there's this lady, I don't know, she was like in like her late teens maybe, and her mom was like really sick. And so her mom was just kind of at home playing Animal Crossing all the time because like she couldn't do anything else. And like years later, then she, after her mom passed, she went back into the game and she found out that like her mom had been sending her all these cool gifts on Animal Crossing.
And
it was just like, ah.
Damn. I hope my kids don't load up my old games. They're going to see how much money I spent at the strip club at GTA. They're going to see how I named all my Pokemon like curse words and shit. Like, I didn't leave no good memories back in my gaming history.
Shit, I choose you.
Yeah, what? What the fuck is it? All right. What else we got?
After that, a little bit of a downer. Here's another downer.
Great.
Just Cause 4 sales.
Oh.
Me. What about them? Continue.
They're not fantastic.
Are we surprised?
Continue.
Are we expecting it to be a successful game?
I mean,
it's Just Cause. Like, they're fun.
So, Just Cause 4 came out, and so they released, like, the first week of sales. This is, again, this is just retail. So, the first week of retail sales for Just Cause 4 is 378,000 units.
Wow.
That's
not 300. Fantastic.
Okay, hang on though. Is damn. This like one of those articles where you're going to say
like
in
the UK?
In London on a Tuesday?
No, this is retail sales raining. Everywhere cuz they break it down by region. Like it sold best in the US compared to Europe and Japan. Like so it's everywhere, but it's only retail. So it's not digital.
Okay.
But like compared to their
I'm
other ones,
sure there's not a huge digital rush for this game though.
Like, so Just Cause 2 games ago sold better. It had 395,000 units in its first week. And then Just Cause 3 had 856,000 units sold in the first week.
Oh, what a dip.
So they took like a massive jump from 2 to 3 and then a massive drop from 3 to 4.
That's bad. That tells you not many people played 3 and were like pining for a 4. And I've been that way since the beginning. I thought Just Cause 1 was fun. And I remember talking about it at work and stuff for that season. But then when 2 came out, I was like, I played 1. I'm good.
And that's the thing, though, is like, I mean, you're buying the game for the new vehicles and the new crazy shit you could do, but essentially it's the same game when it gets down to it. So why?
Cool grappling hook mechanics, but that's it.
Yeah. I mean, it's like buying FIFA year after year just because the grass looks better.
Who the fuck would do
FIFA
that?
FIFA actually sells.
It does, because a lot of people.
My dad's super same into principle. Just Cause. So, like, he bought Just Cause 4 day one, and I think he's played it for like 20 minutes.
We should have your dad call into the show sometimes and just review games because it sounds like he has good taste and I just want to hear like his opinions on
no,
it.
No, he like buys games and then never plays them. And then I go over and take his games and he doesn't notice. And I'm like, these are mine now.
It sounds like a good system.
It works. Yeah, but like, so he bought Just Cause 4 day one. He was so excited for it. And I remember the first thing that was super annoying about the game is that you get, so like, you're installing it and you get to a point where you get like 60% downloaded. Or 60% installed and it goes ready to start. And he's like, cool, I'm going to go play it. This is going to be great. And then when you're ready to start, is you just sit in a menu that shows you the loading bar for the last 40%.
A lot of games do that.
I think you posted about that. It's
very upsetting.
That's a pet peeve.
It was real upsetting.
Because this is an educational show, and I had this one fan ask me to ask you this directly, Emma. This was a request from an anonymous fan. But in
is this an asking for a friend thing?
It's totally an asking for a friend.
What do you want to ask?
No, it's not me. It's a real person, but I just want to keep their anonymous anonymity.
They go to a different school. You wouldn't know them.
Yeah. Different school. You wouldn't know them.
His name's George Glass.
Brady Bunch. Damn. I wish I had. There's not even a sound effect on here for how proud of you I am for a George Glass reference. Here's one. Emma Skies, everybody. Look at her. Let's go to Emma Skies' cam.
Air horn. Am I going to limit these?
Look at this new lighting. She looks like an angel, and she just pulled out the freshest Brady Bunch reference. Jesus Christ.
Are the Brady Bunch still fresh? Is that a thing?
They were never fresh.
So Spyro 2. There's like...
Ripto's Rage, yes.
There is... Thank you for clarifying. There's like a portal that you run up to, and it says you need to download content to get through that portal.
No, okay, so when the game is ready to start, you have access. So this is the first game. This isn't even the second game. It's the first game.
No, I'm fairly sure it's number two. Yeah, 100% sure it's the second one. 100%. 100% of the first one already.
Because I 100%ed the whole game, and I haven't seen a single thing that I have to download. Like, I played the whole game.
Okay.
What does the portal lead to?
I don't know.
What world is it?
I'm not. I told you it's for a friend. I'm serious about that. It's not mine. But there's like a portal that goes to a place.
Is it him? I know Elizabeth? Who it is.
She didn't want me to say.
No, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay.
I
saw it in everything. She was like really frustrated. She's playing. She beat the first one. Proud of her. Okay. Baby. Love you, baby. Good job. She's playing Spyro 2. Then she comes in here. I'm stuck. It wants me to download something. I walk out there. I try and run his little ass into the portal, and it says you need to download. A download is required.
I just got an image of Harry Potter trying to run into platform 9 3/4.
Oh my God. Slam it into
it. You have to pay. You have to buy your ticket. And get
Hedwig goes flying out the other direction.
That's exactly what it was like, though. Some spiral.
Do you have a physical or a digital copy?
Physical.
Interesting.
The whole game downloaded?
Maybe. Emma, maybe you'll have to do some tech support.
Okay.
After.
Yeah,
after
we can fire it up after this.
All right, what else we got?
Let me look at my notes.
I got one.
Okay.
I volunteered tribute, and we won't go into spoilers or anything, but it's new Spider-Man trailer.
That was what I was just about to say.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we are a dynamic duo.
Don't ever say that to me again.
Damn.
Emma and Corey.
If you're not watching on Twitch, you're missing out because that look was of death. So the new Spider-Man trailer came out.
Yes.
Of death.
And I don't know, dog.
Okay, I feel like we're all making this noise for different reasons.
Yes.
I know Webb and I are making the noise for the same reason. Why are you making the noise?
I didn't get hyped. I kind of...
Oh, that's not why we're making
the noise. No, that's not why we're making the noise.
Why are you guys making the noise?
They showed too much. They showed way too much.
Yeah.
I get... Oh, wait. What didn't you want to know from that?
Everything. I wanted to know...
And don't worry about spoilers, because you guys are the only weirdos who think this way, because it's a trailer. We can talk about what we saw in the trailer.
I wanted to know that Spider-Man was going to be in another movie. Maybe have a glimpse of the villain, but not nearly... Okay, so here's why. Here's why I'm upset about it. Is, like, from a story standpoint, like, there's... We don't know who's alive and who's not alive. Like,
you're talking about where we get left off with the snap.
Where we get left off with the snap. Yes. Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's like, okay, we have all these, like, okay, would this, did this person die? Did this person die? Two of the people in the trailer, we know for sure died. Obviously, we knew one was coming back, Spider-Man, because we knew he was going to have another movie. But there's Fury in the trailer, and it's like, okay, well, he died, so we know he's coming back.
Well, he was also in set pictures, like, months ago.
But, okay, but even still, that's still same point. Is like, now we know that, okay, well, he's clearly alive. And then you have, like, May, and you have Happy, and you have all these people that we weren't sure who was actually going to be alive.
But you didn't
know
if they were dead from the snap either,
we didn't know
though.
If they were dead. We didn't know if they were alive.
It doesn't mean anything.
I think we knew Aunt May was alive. The Russo brothers confirmed that she was alive.
Maybe, yeah.
But I think again, some of those things, like, if you're not searching out all of this information,
exactly.
you only know, like
you want to know what's left.
My biggest thing that I wish they hadn't showed, I wish they hadn't showed, like, 99% of what they showed of Mysterio.
Right.
Of Mysterio, I wanted one shot of Jake Gyllenhaal, cut to black, and the trailer.
That's his
They
name.
Showed so much
I didn't even
want to Mysterio.
See his face. I just want to see the fishbowl.
You just want to see the fishbowl. Yeah. I'm with you. I don't care
That's
who it
what they're
is.
Saying
Drop
for the
down.
Movie.
Drop down. Like that scene, mm-hmm. and then like that's it.
And then just Boop. Leave it there.
Cut.
I don't want to drop down. I want to show him through a smoke screen.
The funniest thing I've heard about it though is they're like, why does he look like a character in my Assassin's Creed Odyssey game?
It's not wrong. I will tell you from experience, that's not wrong.
Like it looks really good. The movie looks like it's gonna be bomb, but like. I wish I hadn't watched the trailer. I wish I hadn't.
I'm sorry, yeah. And maybe they're breaking the rules of Hollywood here in what we're discussing, but like I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna spoil Avengers Endgame for you guys. Pretty much everybody's gonna survive.
Well, so
sorry. Like it's just how movies work.
I think it's gonna switch. I think all of the new because everybody that survived is the OG Avengers.
Right.
And I think a lot of they're gonna be phased out or they're gonna die.
Yeah, the only people who are in danger are those actors who have been doing it for a decade
and
getting too old and have contracts coming up.
Yeah,
like,
Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans the two big ones.
I mean, we're going to lose a total of three max of, like, significant characters.
I think so.
I think all the standard fair players and all the subplots are going to be alive unless they need to die in this for some contractual real world reason.
I mean, and again, like Emma said, if you search out the information, you know that, you know, there are the majority of them are coming back, but like, and the Russo brothers came out and said that, you know, they're coming back, but it's at a heavy price. So now, like, okay, now all basically we just have to like figure out what the heavy price is. Like, that's the only reason you're watching the movie. You're not gonna watch the movie to see who's coming back. It's like, okay, well, we know pretty much everybody's coming back, are they gonna make it? I mean, and then, to me, I'm like,
it's comic books, man. People die and
but
come
then,
back
then,
to life
every day, man.
No.
It's comic books.
The people that are really in danger are those that died pre-snap.
Yeah,
Loki,
yeah.
Who I hope to God stays fucking dead.
No, they're giving him a show on Netflix, didn't it?
But it's a prequel show.
But it's a prequel.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's rumors that it's a prequel.
Wait, did you just say
rumors that it's?
No,
a,
she didn't. She didn't say it.
I don't even have this.
Young Loki, which would be fantastic, but I don't know that I see them doing.
We talked about when you were off the show that it's going to be a young Loki, but with Tom Hiddleston as
that
narrator.
Has not been confirmed by anybody.
The narrator.
I heard that. It's a rumor, yeah.
There's that. That is so not, rumor. Like, that came out of nowhere. It's a random-ass rumor that everybody was like, this is what it is now. But I cannot see them letting go of Tom Hiddleston that much because he is such a fucking fan favorite. They're just going to keep bringing him back to goddamn life.
Favorite, yes.
And I think he loves it. I think he likes it, too.
I think so, too.
He's one of those
I would,
dudes.
Too, if I got those paychecks.
Hemsworth, I haven't heard anything
about. You'd be surprised. Like, some of these actors with these huge contracts hate what they do because they want to be artists and stuff. I think that's
Evans.
Like Captain America. Yeah.
But he enjoys the role. He just also, like, he's like, I want to direct, but he actually loves being Captain America.
I had read a article about some of the producers/directors of the Marvel franchise made a comment about him not being as done as he thinks he is with the movies. So,
and he's publicly said that like he's up for whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
So like if they want to extend his contract, he's in for it. But he did talk about wanting to direct movies, which is like, okay. I saw the movie you directed. It was okay.
Oh, the snow thing? Yeah.
He didn't direct Snowpiercer.
Snowpiercer. I thought that was him.
He didn't direct it.
Oh.
He directed this movie that I saw on Netflix called Before We Go or something like that. Oh, and
sounds
familiar. I think Ruru's in chat is right. I think he also directed Gifted, which I did not see, but
yeah,
I heard it's okay.
The TV show?
No, that's the X-Men show. No, the show where, like, his daughter's, like, a super smart genius or something, but he's, like, too poor to afford to put her in good schools or something. I don't know.
Okay.
It was one of those kinds of things.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, that's my gripe. I mean, besides all that, it looks good.
Which is, I mean, we were talking about this earlier. Like, they kind of did paint themselves into a corner because Endgame doesn't come out until the end of April, but you can't start marketing a movie from July in April.
Right, exactly. So they had to. I just wish they could have come out with more of a teaser than a trailer.
I feel like everyone's expecting this anyway. It doesn't matter.
Wow.
Everyone knows the good guys are going to win. They're not going to leave half the universe dead.
But
it does kill that. I understand why it'd be bummed. It's like...
I'll give you that Infinity War was a great cliffhanger. I did not expect them to end on the snap and half the universe is gone.
Yeah.
But you don't expect that to stay the status quo.
Yeah, but I wanted to have some mystery of who for sure was going to be back and who wasn't.
I talked to like quite a few people after the movie came out, like in various groups and things, who are not as like into it as we are, so they don't know what to expect. They're just like, I watch these movies, okay.
Yeah.
And like they were upset. They really did not like the movie because the good guys didn't win, and like they didn't think it was going to be a two-parter because they changed the title from Infinity Part 1 and Part 2.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So they didn't know it was a two-parter. They didn't know that like the good guys weren't going to win, and they're like, I went to this movie to like see a feel-good superhero movie, and like it was terrible, and now
I don't have any of those friends, so it doesn't matter.
The crazy part.
Friend is a strong word.
I had to look up the timeline, and Far From Home takes place, I mean, like...
Right after?
Days, maybe, right after Endgame.
So that's why, like, in the trailer, it seems like he's really excited just to get the fuck out of the city, or the country.
Yeah.
And leave the suit behind.
Yeah. Leave the suit behind, and it looks like...
How are you supposed to take that to another country?
It's got to go through customs.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
He opens up your bag, it goes through X-ray... You can't hide that. What are you going to do?
Because it's not just a spandex suit.
No, it's not.
It's a supercomputer. No,
yeah. That's true.
What the
heck?
But, how is he supposed to take that?
He's a really good cosplayer, guys.
We were all talking before the show about, like, there is one fucking spider guy in the whole world, and he lives in New York City. And suddenly this New York City school goes to Europe, and the fucking spider guy's in Europe now?
Yep.
Yeah.
What a crazy coincidence.
I know, right? It's madness.
That's the stuff that pisses
me
off.
Like, suddenly all the time he's missing from school is all excused because everybody fucking knows he's Spider-Man.
But let's be honest, though. That's how the comics are. Like, I mean, Superman wears glasses. Like, Clark Kent wears glasses. Superman doesn't.
That's one of my favorite texts from superheroes is where they, like, Metallo searches him up and he's like, guys, I did an image search. Superman is Clark Kent. I got it. And then Lex Luthor's like, yeah, we know. Leave it alone. He's like, what? What do you mean? We can go get him when he's asleep or something. He's like, what? He's going to be less bulletproof when he's asleep? At least now he's got a day job. He's not fighting us 8 hours a day.
Let him go to work.
That's a really interesting thing of, like, was not a problem when Superman was created.
Yeah.
And now it is. But no, that always bugs me because Superman's glasses are not his disguise. His whole stature and his whole way of being changes when he's Clark.
I understand.
It's not the glasses.
I understand. Okay, let me go back to Arrow. Season 1, he had a green hood and grease paint.
Yeah.
And the best detective in the city couldn't look at him and be like, that's a fucking kid. That's the kid that killed my daughter.
That tells me that he's not a very good detective, guys. Yeah. This is a very bad city. Nobody should live there.
Hate to see it. Tragic.
That's why Star City is so crappy.
Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. If you are listening to this right now, watching us on twitch.tv, this is an actual podcast that has an RSS feed. We host it on libsyn.com, and then it distributes to all the other podcasting platforms like iTunes, Spotify, Audio Boom, everything. Podcatcher, it's there. And if we're not there and somehow you're still listening to this, tell me where you like to listen to podcasts and we'll make sure it gets there. It's not hard to do, really. It's anyone can do it.
It's a flip of a switch. It's like crossplay.
Yeah, exactly. We'll be on the PlayStation.
No, it is hard to do, and we're very talented. Thank you for listening.
No. You can't lie to people. You can check us out here on those things and rate us 5 stars. That's the important part. We need them 5-star ratings because there's usually like a little algorithm. And I don't mean to get too technical on you guys, but the algorithm decides what shit people see. And we want to be shit people see. So if you rate us 5 stars, type a nice little comment in there. We're nearly to 100, and we're maintaining a 5-star review.
Nice.
So luckily, people, if anything, that says people that listen to this show don't get pissed enough to, they just don't care. It's the worst that happens. They usually don't.
Talking about video games,
I delete the negative reviews.
Oh, did you? Thank you. I figured
he pays a service to do that.
No, I do. I hack iTunes.
Yeah, actually, we have a guy on the inside now. Yeah. Curtis is an employee.
Hey, Don't name names.
Yeah, he would never do that. Come on, he's the most honest thief among us. Thank you guys so much for listening. Emma Skies, do you have your schedule? I saw a schedule, right? There's
Friday. Dark Souls.
Anything for the weekend? Die.
Not at this point.
All right. Well, David Ng, this might be one of the last times they see you for a while, for a minute, unless you fill in again with us. But
that sounds like a threat.
I mean,
I'm leaving.
On jet plane.
David. No, actually, I'm driving.
Don't know what I'm
leaving in the car. He's been driving since he learned how to drive. Right? You're still rocking the same silver.
Yeah, it's
Honda, right?
Yeah, it's a Honda.
Let's
just
tell everybody what David drives.
Silver Honda. Good luck, guys.
Honda, his license plate is 17L.
There are seven digits on my license plate.
Your move, bad guys.
RULZ.
So,
David rules.
I'm sad.
You've been thinking about that too much.
I'm trying to mask my sorrow in laughter and enjoying the time that we do have. While you're still in this great city of Sacramento. But what are you doing? You chasing your dreams down south? What's
making my way?
Yeah, you know, I'm moving down to Monterey. Go and be closer to Caitlin. So it'll be great.
All right, man. Oh, I'm excited for you. We always have these fond memories because I guess we'll never see each other again or something.
I mean, that's what video games online are for, though.
Hey!
Like, it's just, like, game and shit. And I'll be doing less overtime, so I'll have more time to actually play games.
Keeping us all together. David Webb, when are you going to start the streams back, my man? I've been waiting.
When I'm done moving. Yeah, like, February.
We can expect new and improved studio?
I don't know about new and improved studio, but probably new and improved branding. And I think at least one of the things I'm going to come back with is Dark Souls. Emma talks about.
I've been telling him to do it. It's fucking horrible.
I've
You're
never
kill
played
yourself.
The game, and so yeah.
I wouldn't make any commitments.
I'm not going to do like a Patreon thing where like if you like you know, or a sub thing where if like you sub X amount of dollars, I'm not going to do that because I want it out.
It's
I want to be able
idea.
To be like, yeah, I'm fucking done with this game.
I mean, you need to be committed enough to go like past the first 2 hours.
Okay,
to
okay,
give it like an
hours.
Okay try.
Okay.
But then,
right.
like,
I'll
then after that, you need to keep it
Souls.
Open.
The last thing we got to give a shout out to is because we have some people in chat who want us to give some love to the Discord server. Actually, our Discord server has a nice little group in there who are always bantering back and forth. They've, like, become best buddies. It's Lost Sheep, Special Cases, Pratt, and then Drew and Pocket Asian sprinkle in there 2 cents every once in a while. But yeah, be one of the few that stop by. Madison's in there every once in a while. Me and Curtis check it regularly. I see David in there. Don't expect Emma, though. She's deleted the app, or she's deleted the server. She muted it.
No, I'm still in it.
Are you in it?
I just muted it.
Oh, okay, she muted
it. So I don't see it.
Will you go? Can you make an effort, Emma? Just pop and say hi.
I hate Discord.
One time.
Oh, my God. I want you to go in there and just say hi, and that's it, and then watch them, like, lose their shit.
Yeah, you're a hot topic. They're like, Corey, you should tell her, like we won't tag her and stuff as much. Like, and she can set it up like this where she'll still, like...
The fact that you guys talk about me when I'm not there does not make me want to come back.
Wow!
We talk
the
about
The fact that lot. People care about your opinions and things you might want to say.
That's
and
not what you said.
That's what the show's for.
That's true.
Leave them wanting more.
I guess so. Thank you guys so much for listening. Like I said, we're going to be doing the after show. Probably not a super long one, but that's the beauty of watching us on Twitch. You can hang out with us after the fact. We can talk about the things you want to talk about. For David Ng, the real David Webb, the white one, just to clarify, Emma Skies, my name is Corey, saying you've just been banged.